with a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats. But sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than two decades of experience with a simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelance profiles, get help drafting a job post, or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them to take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com today and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain. And I don't want to miss a
thing. We don't know what Kevin Durant is going to be in a year and a half. We don't know any of that. What we do know is that there are some moves that are going to have to be made in order to be able to clear up some money here, right? I think we're all aware of that situation. There's no way they're going to be able to keep not only DeAndre there, Jordan, Kawhi, who's not going to, Durant, who's not going to play for a year. There's going to need to be some moves. D'Angelo Russell on his way to the and I don't even know how they did this. They did this late last night when it came in here. The Golden State Warriors, 4 years, $117 million max contract to D'Angelo Russell. It really was amazing, and it was a creative move by the Warriors because ultimately they did this with the whole Kevin Durant sign and trade situation. Now, Durant was going to be a free agent. He opted out. They could have been left holding a bag and getting absolutely nothing for Kevin Durant. But somehow or another, they work with Kevin Durant and they work it with the Brooklyn Nets, where D'Angelo Russell, as part of that Durant going to Brooklyn in a side and trade, now D'Angelo Russell is on his way to the Golden State Warriors. So instead of getting absolutely nothing, they end up getting one of the most improved guards in the league. So they're going to be without Klay Thompson for most of at least half the year. We know that, guys. But he's already signed his max contract or is on his way to sign the max contract. Steph Curry, Draymond Green is eligible next year. I mean, the payroll is going to be through the roof. I'm not sure that they hold on to D'Angelo Russell. They might use him to parlay into some other assets somewhere along those lines. But Golden State had to send 3 first-round picks and Andre Iguodala to the Memphis Grizzlies in order to make this deal happen. So we talked last week about how Iguodala was on the book tour, just throwing everybody and their mother under the bus under the Golden State Warriors organization. I think we figured out why that happened now, due to the fact that Iguodala is kind of new, that he was not going to be a Golden State Warrior very much. And listen, Andre, great player. He was great in the playoffs. He's one of the best 5th, 6th men that you could possibly have. But he's also on the wrong side of 30. He's going to be on the decline. And the fact that Golden State somehow managed to pull out a stud like D'Angelo Russell in this deal for Kevin Durant, when in all likelihood they weren't going to get anything, crazy. Absolutely crazy, but that's Golden State at work for you, so kudos to them. The Milwaukee Bucks are another team here that a lot of people are looking at now. They couldn't afford to lose Chris Middleton, so we knew that that was going to be one of their top priorities, and they locked him up. 5 years, $178 million for Chris Middleton. Brooke Lopez is returning to the Bucks on a 4-year deal worth $52 million, which, based upon how he performed last year, thanks again, Lakers, is actually a pretty big bargain. His twin brother, Robin Lopez, I don't know how many more there are, but Robin is also on his way there. They did lose Malcolm Brogdon, but they did get some compensation, some draft pick compensation. They did manage to keep George Hill for 3 years at $29 million. And, you know, if they would have ponied up for Brogdon, then would they have chose not to offer Eric Bledsoe an extension? That's the question on the table here. The minute that they did get Bledsoe that extension, it became extremely unlikely that the team would ever be able to keep everybody. So some people feel they might have overpaid for him. Brogdon was a key piece. Well, you do what you can't keep everybody. So the bottom line is it's still Giannis's team. And they're going to have to figure out a way to pay him, too. If I'm the Milwaukee Bucks, I'm doing exactly what they are doing. I am in the here and now game. I am not worried about what is going to come up down the road. They've got to win now. They've got that window of opportunity, keeping Middleton, keeping Lopez, George Hill. They got Bledsoe. Now you got Giannis. This is a pretty solid team here, guys. I don't know what to make of the Philadelphia 76ers. They swapped Jimmy Butler and J.J. Redick for Al Horford and Josh Richardson. If the deal goes through with Jimmy Butler to Miami, Josh Richardson would be on his way to the 76ers. They're going to miss Jimmy Butler's playmaking, his shooting, due to the fact that Simmons can't shoot outside of, you know, layups or 2-foot jump shots over there. Tobias Harris is coming back, got a 5-year, $180 million deal. He's going to have to play a hell of a lot more now. You're getting him that kind of money. He's going to have to play a hell of a lot more. And Horford is going to have to get comfortable playing more power forward than center. Obviously, Joel Embiid's health is going to be a big issue there.
Does your fantasy team suck? Maybe you need us. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The only free 24/7 Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it ride!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Final hour, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, as we look to make it rain for you. Joe and Ari, thank you guys very much for stopping by, hanging out with us. Dane is in the Caribbean, I believe, Jamaica there, scouting out some locations for the upcoming wedding. We hold down the fort here in this, I can't believe it, July 1st, 2019, just a couple of weeks away, of course, from the NFL, from training camps and all of that good stuff. We've got an all-star game. The Major League Baseball all-star game is coming up July 9th in Cleveland. We got a 4th of July, a little holiday week. Got a whole lot going on here, including some tennis and Wimbledon action taking center court here. This morning, we'll get you updated on what's happening there. But all eyes continue to be focused on the NBA as people are trying to figure out, all right, the dominoes are falling. We know where Durant is going. We know where Kyrie is going. All right, let's put that to bed. Jimmy Butler, we got a fairly good idea that he's on his way to Miami. All right, now the big one, of course, left is the hell's going on with Kawhi Leonard. What is Kawhi going to do? Is Kawhi Leonard, is he on his way to L.A.? Is he going to, well, I don't know, he's going to shock anybody if that's his decision, because that's what we continue to hear. But that could also very well be the PR machine of the Lakers continuing to let everyone know how they are in the forefront for Kawhi's services. Toronto hasn't said much. Kawhi hasn't said much. But I do anticipate a decision will probably be forthcoming, because I don't think he wants to leave any of these teams out to dry. So I expect a decision coming. Where will it be? Well, we'll discuss the pros and cons of that coming up here. Hour number 3 to Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah. We still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off. 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
All right, here we go. Final hour, make it rain. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, July 1st, 2019. People, that is right. I said July 1st, 2019. As we all react here this morning to the collusion, I mean the tampering, I mean the NBA free agency. They are open for business. And just like that, the NBA is a completely different looking entity. Moving forward, as many of the game's very best will now swap these and begin playing there for at least the next 2 to 3 years before they decide that they want to join their other friends on another team somewhere. And here we go. Now, on one hand, I think it's exactly what the NBA needs to keep it interesting, because let's face it, it took LeBron leaving Cleveland, going to L.A., for all of a sudden the East to open up and to give us the Toronto Raptors as a champion. And, you know, yes, we got another, you know, we had 5 straight years of the Golden State Warriors. And I get a little fatigue, a little Warrior fatigue, although this year was kind of unique upon itself there with all the injuries and everything else that happened. So drama, not a shortage of drama for the NBA. But the truth is, listen, Durant leaving for Brooklyn, healthy or not healthy, Kyrie, this is good for the NBA, right? Would you guys agree that this is the kind of reinventing itself that this NBA needs, so we don't get stale, so we don't get the same old, and that it now opens up the competitive nature of the East versus the West. And like we said, we went over some winners and losers here, guys. Teams that all of a sudden were, oh, they're good, but now all of a sudden you're going, yeah, they're good. Yeah, they're good. And there really is no but about this. And teams like, we know the Utah Jazz, we told you, with Ed Davis and Bogdanovich now. They're going to be a whole lot of fun to watch with an upcoming superstar in Donovan Mitchell. They also added Mike Conley, a veteran presence, who's a hell of a lot better than Ricky Rubio. They are super packed in the West, and we know this still. But my word, the Utah Jazz are doing everything right. The moves they are making, the pieces they're putting in there, the young stars they have. The Utah Jazz are going to surprise a lot of people this year, and you shouldn't be surprised. But this is a 50-win team for sure. How about the Pacers? Yes, they lost Bogdanovich over to Utah. But they got T.J. Warren. They signed Jeremy Lamb. They're getting Malcolm Brogdon from the Milwaukee Bucks now. And, of course, you're getting Victor Oladipo back next year, who was an all-star there prior to going down with the leg injury. They are definitely going to be contending there in the Eastern Conference. The Bucks, listen, in the short term, the Bucks, yes, they lost Brogdon, but they kept Chris Middleton, probably overpaid for Chris Middleton. But they also got George Hill. They still have Giannis. They also overpaid for Bledsoe. But listen, in the near future, the Milwaukee Bucks are good, including the fact that they also get to, kept the Lopez brothers on the same team now. So they both signed. They'll both be playing with Milwaukee. So there is Milwaukee's going to be there. Indiana, Utah. I love what the Sacramento Kings are doing out in the West. I don't like paying Harrison Barnes that much money that they paid, but I love Dwayne Dedman. I love Trevor Ariza. I think they're building the right way there in Sacramento with Buddy Hield and a whole lot of the other. They've got a nice thing going in Sacramento. Again, nobody's going to crown them champions, but the West is loaded once again. And so are, let's face it, the Golden State Warriors go out and get D'Angelo Russell. I don't know what kind of fit that's going to be, but I know they're going to be a hell of a lot of fun to watch. And Draymond, Steph, you're going to get Clay back, D'Angelo Russell. They're going to fill in some pieces. Don't count out the Golden State Warriors either. So it's going to be fun. Now, teams that we're still waiting to hear on, the Clippers and the Lakers. And really, we're only waiting to hear about one name. Patrick Beverley has stayed with the Clippers here. But this is all comes down to one name and one name only, of course, that being Kawhi Leonard. So what is Kawhi going to do? Is Kawhi going to stay in Toronto? Is Kawhi going to go to L.A.? I don't know that this is a matter of money, guys. I don't see it, since Toronto can offer him the most. And Toronto, quite honestly, would be willing to give him whatever the hell that he wanted. We know that Uncle Dennis and Kawhi have already told us, or at least Dennis told us, that they've had some decent conversations there with the Lakers. So they've already had a conversation. We know this. It's going to come down to, where does he want to play? And right now the Lakers are playing a very high stakes game of poker, because they could have went all in on D'Angelo Russell or any of the other big names, but they didn't. They have purpose. They went and got AD. They got rid of everyone else. And I think the Lakers always have and wanted Kawhi Leonard. That was their big three. They wanted Kawhi, AD, and LeBron. They want him to choose the Lakers over the defending champion Toronto Raptors. The Clippers also, same situation, kind of also in the same boat. They hope to pair somebody alongside Kawhi Leonard. Everyone had hoped that Kawhi Leonard was going to choose the Clippers or maybe get a commitment from Butler or Al Horford or somebody, but they didn't get anybody. The Clippers ultimately didn't get anybody, and Kawhi Leonard is still sitting out there. Now, he didn't take any meetings with any teams, not yesterday. I don't know if he's planning on meeting them today. It is being reported from Chris Haynes at Yahoo Sports that Kawhi plans on ramping up the meetings and the process in the next couple of days. So, will the Lakers have any viable free agents to choose from if Kawhi doesn't say yes to them? Because the Lakers kind of, they're all in here. It's Kawhi or bust for them. Now, granted, who are some of the names that are still out there? Well, George Hill, we already know, is on his way to Milwaukee, right? Trevor Ariza is already heading back to the Sacramento Kings. Dwayne Dedmon, DeAndre Jordan. DeAndre Jordan's joining Durant and Kyrie in Brooklyn. Taj Gibson is on his way to the Knicks. J.J. Redick is on his way to the New Orleans Pelicans. And Terrence Ross is staying with the Orlando Magic. So what's left to pair Kyle Kuzma, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis? Well, here are some of the names. And I got to tell you, if they don't land Kawhi Leonard, they sure as hell better hope Danny Green is still around in a couple of days, or Seth Curry is still around in a couple of days. Enes Kanter is out there available. Boban Marjanovic is available there. Willie Cauley-Stein. Stop me if I'm moving the needle for you here anytime. TJ McConnell, Markieff Morris, so on and so forth. So some of these, obviously, the list of those guys, really, they are the pieces that you fill in and around your superstars here. They are some nice pieces, some better than others. But those pieces fit a lot better if you're talking about three stars as opposed to two stars. But you got to hurry up. I mean, I don't know how much longer the Lakers can, how much longer can the Lakers wait to be told that he's staying in Toronto? Because then what are you forced to go out? Get a Danny Green? You better hope he's still available. You better hope other teams aren't sitting there going, all right, let's go, offering this guy the world. Maybe he comes back. Maybe Danny Green is waiting to see what Kawhi Leonard is going to do. So the Lakers are kind of sitting in no man's land, as well as the Clippers. Everything, all their eggs are in the basket of let's hope we go out and get Kawhi. If we don't, we're going to have to fill in with a whole bunch of pieces filled with names like I just told you. Now, there's also some reports that Dennis, his uncle Dennis Robertson, has been and always has spoke with Magic Johnson. He's a big fan of Magic Johnson. And apparently, Dennis made the comment yesterday that they had a positive conversation about the direction of the Lakers, which is interesting because Magic up and left the Lakers here just a couple of months ago. So how much influence does Magic have over Kawhi? I'm telling you, man, as the world turns in the NBA, we'll talk a little hashtag torn tickets coming up next.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
Cam has never been the most accurate of quarterbacks anyway. You know, let's face it, that's not what he is. I don't know. This worries me more. Plus, he's not really throwing the ball with full velocity yet either. So how does that change things once that shoulder is completely ready to go here? You know, when will that be? Are we talking August yet? Yeah, the same one as of, a week ago, he was only throwing the ball 20 yards. That's it. So this is a work in progress, to say the least.
Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
All right, Major League Baseball, the All-Star Game quickly approaching as we flip the calendar to July. Welcome in here to Fantasy Sports Radio Network as we look to make it rain for you. 2019 All-Star Game, Tuesday, July 9th, week from tomorrow, Progressive Field in Cleveland. The Home Run Derby, of course, will be that Monday. We get the futures game on July 7th, but the rosters are in for Major League Baseball, and looks like the Mets got themselves a couple of reserves there, and Jeff McNeil and Pete Alonso. Congratulations to the Mets there. Also, it looks like Jacob DeGrom of the Mets. I'm shocked I don't see any Mets relievers on here, though. Yeah, there's a shock there. DeGrom, though, making the All-Star appearance for them as well. No starters for the Mets. That's a shock. No starters. The Yankees have Sanchez, of course, behind home plate, and DJ LeMahieu, who will be playing second base. Sanchez's second All-Star game, LeMahieu's third. As far as the reserves go, I don't think we have any Yankee reserve players. We do not, right? Yeah, we don't have any there. Mookie Betts of the Red Sox will be there, as will J.D. Martinez. But other than that, a lot of Houston guys with Brantley, Springer, Bregman, Polanco for Minnesota, Trout for, of course, the Angels, and Carlos Santana for the Indians. And that are your American League starters as far as the pitchers go. Pretty much everybody, Chapman, of course, for the Yankees, also on that list. Verlander, Cole, Giolito, Mike Minor, the Rangers, Odorizzi, Stroman. There's even a Baltimore Oriole that made the list, and John Means, the rookie. And kudos to him for managing to keep an under 8 ERA in that team with that ballpark. Charlie Morton, and pretty much... I think they got it right. I mean, I'm not seeing any sort of complete disgust and, wow, this guy got totally hosed, although I'm sure we can make arguments for the for people left and right, like Anthony Rizzo and Max Muncy, or how about Luke Voit, for that matter. I'm thinking he's just as much deserving as Jose Abreu. So, there's always guys that we can look at and be like, wow, how did these guys not make it? How about Fernando Tatis Jr. In San Diego? He didn't make it. Xander Bogaerts didn't make it. Or Gleyber Torres. I mean, listen, the whole damn Yankee lineup could have made it in there with the job that they've done. Manny Machado also is going to be MIA there. So definitely some people you can be like, how about Jose Berrios, too, is another guy that didn't make it. Where is Jose Berrios? No, he didn't make it either. So, all right. So a couple of people that we can point to and be like, oh boy, that sucked. They kind of got hosed there, kind of got snubbed. But there's always going to be some guys. You know this. We see it all the time now. Over the next couple of days, there are going to be some guys that can't make it, and some guys are going to be chosen to fill the spots. And I'm sure those guys will be at the top of the list. All right, before we dive into more of the NBA free agency, let's get into some of those hashtag torn tickets from over the weekend. And there were some doozies, that's for sure. All right, I'm holding. Go ahead. Got to wait for our intro here, because poor Bavona is actually trying to find the intro since he comes in this morning and everything is nowhere where it's supposed to be.
Tickets?
It is.
Torn tickets.
All right. Torn tickets. Why don't we start over in London? No better place to start there. Red Sox and Yankees. If you had the under 15 yesterday, why, I have no idea. But if you had the under 15, the Red Sox were minus 105 in that game. Well, they led 4-2 in the seventh, guys. That's correct. They lost 12-8. 17 blown save opportunities. Only second to the Mets if you are the Red Sox. Also, the Yankees, 27-7 versus the American League East now. Unbelievable. But, yeah, you were leading 4-2 heading into the seventh. The Red Sox backers as well as the under backers, you guys were going, all right, we're in like Flynn, except for the fact that 20 runs were scored. You lost 12-8. Over hits, Yankees win. Another shining example of a hashtag torn ticket from over the weekend. And Cubs, Reds, the backers of the under, 10.5 in that game. And you had to be feeling good about it, right? 4-3 in the bottom of the eighth. And you're like, ha ha, we are in like Flynn. And then all of a sudden you lose 8-6. And there goes the under for the Cubs and the Reds as bullpens explode once again for the Cubs. Had that, didn't they sign that big closer that was supposed to shore up that? Yeah, it didn't work out there. 8-6, Cincinnati wins. They end up taking the series from the Cubs at home. And, of course, those holding the under tickets, you guys are just destroyed. And how about last night? Braves-Mets. Braves, minus 105 favorite there. Short favorite on the road as an away dog. It was 5-3 in the bottom of the eighth. And you guys had to be going, yes. And those of you also that had the 8.5, the under 8.5, you're looking at 5-3 bottom in the eighth. That's going to, what could go wrong? This is great. Only the Mets come back and you lose 8-5. So the under gets blown up, as does anybody holding a ticket that said Atlanta Braves on it. So it was one of those kinds of weekends like it always is in Major League Baseball where you just go, wow, you're waiting for the bullpens. You know, you're hoping things will go well and it doesn't. Wasn't any better Saturday, by the way. The Phillies. How about Philly backers on Saturday? How many of you had a Phillies team at minus 130 going, all right, we got this. It's 6-3 going into the seventh. Everything is going to be just fine. We'll go ahead and close this one. We'll beat Miami. Only Miami comes back and scores 5 runs, I believe, there in the eighth or ninth inning. And bottom line is Phillies lose 9-6 in that game. Total hashtag torn ticket. And, by the way, the Mets minus 105 on Saturday night, same situation there. They led in the eighth, and then that bullpen came in, and they have now become the first team in history to blow 8-plus saves in back-to-back months, that being the New York Mets. And, of course, Mets backers were just disgusted with themselves. It wasn't all that bad, though. Some of us, including you guys, some of you actually, it was kind of a bad week for the books. Those of you that were backing the Rays at minus 165 to minus 200 versus the Rangers, and Blake Snell got back on track yesterday, 6-2 they won. The Indians were monster favorites, too, at minus 225. They beat the Orioles 2-0 to avoid the sweep there. And the Nationals, which Scherzer on the mound, minus 340 they were yesterday. And you would think, wow, minus 340. They, you know, if you're going to lay 340 to win 100 there, then there should absolutely be no sweating involved, except they only won 2-1 yesterday. Scherzer gets the win, was magnificent as usual, but wasn't like it was blown away. 2-1, the Nationals won. However, some of you that might have laid that, and I'm sure if you were laying it, you were laying it in some sort of parlay situation, money line parlay. You weren't laying the 340 out to win, even though it was against the Tigers. You weren't doing any sort of laying 340 out. The Indians, by the way, minus 140 at the Orioles on Saturday. Well, you guys got smoked because you saw what happened there. 13-0. It's the first time in Major League Baseball history that teams have lost 13-0 back-to-back. That's what the Indians managed to be able to do this weekend against the Orioles. And we told you, of course, about the Yankees, Red Sox, and the totals just confused bookmakers across the board. They didn't know what the hell to do. In essence, they had an 11.5 line, total line on Saturday. They scored 30 runs there. They jacked it up to 15.5 to 16.5 It came back to right around 15 as a closing line number, that being the total yesterday in that game in London. And of course, didn't make a difference when you score 20 runs. It really didn't make a difference. It was like, why even bother spending the money to go to London? You could have just played the game in Coors Field. The Rockies, plus 160 versus the Dodgers. They ended up losing 10-5. Ouch. Also, Diamondbacks, Giants, the under went from 8-7. And that was, of course, Bumgarner going against Ray yesterday. And a lot of people felt this was going to be a very low-scoring game. Ray had a great history against the Giants there. Bumgarner, of course, Bumgarner's Bumgarner. There's nothing you can do. San Francisco ends up smacking the Diamondbacks yesterday, 10-4. So those of you that were backing the under, I apologize for that. And also keep in mind, Saturday's game. And this is interesting to me. The Yankees-Red Sox in London, that game took 4 hours and 42 minutes to play. 4 hours and 42 minutes. So the argument is that baseball is the games are too long. You got to shorten the games. Well, they scored 30 runs. Do you think anybody in the stands in 4 hours and 42 minutes was bored at all? Do you think? Because nobody left. It wasn't like it was a 4 hour and 45 minute marathon that was 2-1. I mean, it was 30 runs. And I've always said it, like people only become bored. Time only comes into play when I'm bored with what I'm seeing. 4 hours and 42 minutes, it probably flew by for the people that were actually in the stands. Why? Because they kept scoring and scoring and scoring and scoring and scoring. So the whole idea that Major League Baseball has a problem because the games are too long, well, like anything else, it's only long if you're bored out of your mind because there's nothing exciting going on. It's like going to see a play. It's like going to see a movie. It's like going to anything else. If you're interested in what's happening, if there's live action going on in front of you, that game could have been 5 hours, 5.5 hours. Nobody was leaving that game because everyone wanted to see just how many runs they would end up scoring anyway. So 4 hours and 42 minutes, over an hour in the first inning alone. Damn. Give me more of that. Mix in a 2-1 game every now and then, but how long before we get an 18 total? Ridiculous. All right, Make It Rain plays of the day coming up here on a Monday to Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
The Bengals offensive line was absolutely tragic a couple of years ago. They did spend picks to try to fix this, but now this pick is going to be a zero for this year. They drafted Billy Price in the first round last year. He dealt with some injuries, and here they are. So I think their offensive line is back to below average.
Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Message and data rates may apply. Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Well, take a look at some of these make it rain plays of the day. Welcome in here to Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri hanging out with you here on a Monday as we look to pick up the pieces from what was a unbelievable last 24 hours in the NBA. Of course, it's all about free agency, and as it is right now, everything is going to look different next year, and the teams are going to look different. And the one big piece that everyone is waiting to hear on is going to be Kawhi Leonard, who reports are saying that it's just a waiting game, that he plans on meeting with the teams he said he was going to meet with, which are the two LA teams and really Toronto, before making his decision. So while everyone else has hurry up, let's get it out there, let's hurry up and announce this yesterday, Kawhi's like, yeah, you know, I'll get to it when I get to it. And which is good and bad, except for the fact that both LA teams are all in now at this particular point. And Toronto is just like, any day now, man, if you stay and stay, if you're going to go, go. Like, what, you know, like what are you doing here? Why has everyone else already been able to figure this out? Like, in your heart of hearts here, Kawhi, if you know you're staying, just say it. What the hell are you doing? It's not going to be a matter of money. They'll give you whatever money you want. So what are you doing here? Why are we playing all three sides? And that's what's going on right now. So I know Toronto Raptor fans are just like, well, like, really? Like, if you're going to stay, say it. If you're going to go, then get your ass out the door and then bye-bye now. Either way, it's really the Lakers and the Clippers whose moves are going to be affected the most, because there's not a whole hell of a lot of options left. I mean, the Lakers have three players on their roster, so they've got to go out and pick up the pieces there from a bunch of leftovers. Danny Green, of course, is among the top names there, and maybe, just maybe, Danny Green is waiting to hear what Kawhi does. Don't forget, these two go back together with their San Antonio days, so maybe Danny Green is just like, let me see what Kawhi's going to do, and if Kawhi comes back to Toronto, maybe I'll come back to Toronto. If Kawhi is on his way to L.A., maybe Danny's like, yeah, it's time for me to go too as well. And thanks so much for the memories there, Toronto. So there's a lot to be decided here. A lot, even some of the remaining pieces as to what the hell is going to happen with Kawhi Leonard. And sooner rather than later, I know a lot of people feel that way. And same thing here. I expect really any minute now, I am sure, either today or tomorrow, I'm sure we're going to hear from Pat Riley and the Miami Heat that the Jimmy Butler trade, in fact, will have gone ahead and gone through, sending Dragic to Dallas, sending Josh Richardson to Philadelphia, and I'm sure either a Kelly Olynyk to Dallas. There's going to be another piss, maybe Derek Jones Jr., there's going to be another piece that's going to have to go because Dallas is the one balking right now, holding up the Jimmy Butler sign and trade. That being, of course, that they don't want to just absorb the $19 million awful Goran Dragic contract that Pat Riley gave him years back. They'll take it, but they're going to want something, another asset in return, and I'm sure Pat Riley will give it to them. And really, of all the guys that signed, kudos to Jimmy Butler, who, through all the crap, through all the noise that we heard, Jimmy Butler had really intentions of doing whatever the hell he wanted to do. He didn't care about the noise. He said he wanted to win, but really, to Jimmy Butler, it was about being the man. He was never going to be the man in Philadelphia. It was never going to happen behind Embiid and Simmons. So I know Philadelphia fans are a little bent out of shape. Hey, good riddance to Jimmy Butler. They gave up a lot to get him in hopes of signing him. But the reality is Jimmy Butler wanted to be the face of a franchise. He was never going to be that in Philadelphia. And he can be that here in South Beach. So really close with Dwayne Wade. They've been recruiting, wants to play for Pat Riley. I get it. Makes sense for the Miami Heat shedding some of those contracts. And Jimmy Butler is a veteran presence on a team in a city that would probably suit his personality just fine. However, it is being held up by the Dallas Mavericks a little bit here because they're going to want a few extra pieces, but I'm sure Pat Riley is going to go ahead and figure out how to get that done. But other than that, it's we told you guys, there's a few teams. You've got D'Angelo Russell on their way to the Golden State Warriors, which nobody saw happening. Nobody saw Jimmy Butler to the Miami Heat. And, you know, I dare you to find one post from somebody that said, guys, keep an eye on the Golden State Warriors getting D'Angelo Russell. It didn't exist. So I'm happy that there was actually one or two deals that weren't leaked that people really had no idea about. The Knicks not winning in on the sweepstakes. Like I said earlier, I'm not one of these guys that, all right, the Knicks are finished. I think the Knicks, for the very first time in a long time, are not making rash decisions. They're not throwing crap against the wall to see what sticks. They got their guy at R.J. Barrett. They took a swing. They didn't get the free agents that they wanted. They can still go out and get Boogie Cousins. I think for the first time in a very long time, the New York Knicks are actually showing some patience and trying to build this for the future the right way, as opposed to let's just win the headlines tomorrow. While it sucks, I will caution again, there is absolutely zero, and I mean zero, guarantee that just because Kyrie and Kevin Durant and DeAndre Jordan are in Brooklyn that somehow that guarantees them a championship. The closest thing that we had to a guarantee was this past year with the Golden State Warriors, because everyone guaranteed that they would win the championship, and how did that work out for them? So it's nice. You're going to sell a lot of jersey, a lot of licensing seats, and a lot of season ticket holders to the Barclays Center. It's great for the organization, but guys, it guarantees absolutely no championships. They're not guaranteed to get the same Kevin Durant that they have been seeing over the last couple of years after the Achilles injury. There's absolutely no guarantee that Kyrie Irving is not going to do what Kyrie Irving does well and blow up locker rooms there with some of the younger guys on this squad. So it remains to be seen. While it looks good on paper, we all know how much paper means when it comes to championships. It means absolutely nothing. And often teams that win the offseason don't generally tend to do all that well in the scope of things. So it's nice. Congratulations. Knicks, I know it doesn't look good, Knicks fans, in the immediate future, but I can tell you, hold on to some patience there, guys. I think the Knicks actually have a plan for the first time ever that doesn't require them to spend frivolously and to just try and win headlines, because the Jets have been doing that for years and it hasn't worked out all that well. So take a chill pill, Knicks fans. All right, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens with R.J. Barrett. Let's see some of the pieces that you got around. Let's see how it all works out. Andre Iguodala on his way to Memphis as part of that D'Angelo Russell trade. I think we all understand now why he was throwing everybody in the Golden State Warriors organization under the bus on his book tour this week. And I will say it again. I'll even show the graphic, guys. The idea that the NBA doesn't tamper and doesn't collude is the biggest joke running right now in all of professional sports. How in the world did Adrian Wojnarowski, and unless he's the fastest typer known to mankind, like he's getting phone calls at the same time, so he's juggling phone calls and he's typing, how he could deliver all of this information at exactly 6:01 p.m. last night when legally, per the rules, per the CBA, that's when the actual period starts where a team can negotiate. How in the world did he manage to get all of these tweets out within seconds of each other, detailing terms, players, teams, contract? How did that happen, right? That's amazing to me. But that's why it is such a joke. The idea that none of this was already pre-done. And listen, I hats off to Kawhi at this point for going, you know what, guys? The free agency period just opened up yesterday. I'm going to take my time. Give me a couple of days. I'll figure it out. You know, I wanted a break from the championship. So I get it. I get it, Kawhi. But patience isn't something that you expect fans to have. Or organizations for that matter. But at least we know Kawhi Leonard wasn't being tampered with here to this point, because he hasn't made a decision. Otherwise, he'd probably have been part of these Woj bombs that didn't involve tampering, didn't involve collusion. All of this happened at 6 p.m. General managers, owners, organizations all getting on the phone, cutting deals in a floor, and then managing to call Wojnarowski and having him drop the dime on. It's amazing how fast that all happened without there being any tampering. And I'm sorry, man, if I'm Doc Rivers and I had to write a $50,000 check because I went on a radio show and said how I thought Kawhi Leonard was right up there with Michael Jordan and how I would love to have him play in L.A. and somehow or another that requires you to have to pay a $50,000 league fine for tampering, and this crap comes out yesterday, I don't know, man. If I'm Doc Rivers, I am bent. If I am the Clippers organization, I am bent. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Look at that. Chris Middleton, Harrison Barnes, Kemba Walker, all of this. How did you know that, Woj? I thought they weren't allowed to do anything until 6 p.m. yesterday. Can't sign anything until July 6th. Just absolutely amazing. It is, without a doubt, the biggest joke running in professional sports is this idea that there isn't tampering going on in the NBA. You bet your ass there's tampering going on in the NBA, and you don't have to look any further than Twitter to understand that. All right, taking a look at some of these short schedule on the slate here today. I will tell you that I do like the Pittsburgh Pirates at home today, taking on a rookie starter, getting his first call up there for the Cubs, Adbert Alzole. Yeah, I'm going to go with the team that's won 7 out of their last 10. Also, Trevor Williams getting the ball. They've actually won the last 4 times he has got the ball. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh at even money here today. I like the Pirates' chances of actually being at home, taking care of the Cubs, beating up the rookie pitcher being called up. I'm going to go Pittsburgh at a really nice number there at even money. Also, I'm sorry. Give me the Cincinnati Reds rolling at home again. I'm going to go Reds again here today. The Brewers got Adrian Hauser, who was a nice reliever. But the last start didn't actually work out all that well for him. Give me the Reds to keep rolling, too, at minus 105 here today. Morning After coming up. Gabe, I'm sure he'll give you all his thoughts on Kawhi wasting everyone's time. Figure it out, man. We'll be back tomorrow. Help you make it rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Good luck. See you guys in a few.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to SteinerSports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to SteinerSports.com/box today.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be. So we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain.
And I don't want to miss a thing.
Utah, we told you about also adding Mike Conley, getting Ed Davis. All of a sudden, Utah, guys, is formidable, to say the least, coming out of the West now that Golden State is not what it once was. Denver, obviously, the future is bright there, but they're very beatable, as is the Blazers, who, of course, gave Lillard what we knew was going to be a max contract. So they're going to be limited in, obviously, what they can do from a depth standpoint. But I can tell you, outside of the Lakers, who, if they do manage to somehow or another put off the whole Kawhi thing, if not, then they're, you know, they're really just... There, Anthony Davis, Kyle Kuzma, and LeBron James. D'Angelo Russell is a strange fit in Golden State, but you know what? I like the fit. He's a talented enough player, and ultimately, you need talent to win in the NBA. So at 5-1, 6-1, depending on where you can get it, why not to come out of the Western Conference? There is definitely some value there for the Golden State Warriors. And we told you about the 76ers. Who I think are coming in now at 14-1 to win the title, 3-1, 3.5-1 to win the Eastern Conference. So they lost J.J. Redick on his way to the Pelicans now, right? They lost Jimmy Butler, who they gave up a lot to get Jimmy Butler in hopes of being able to re-sign him, but Jimmy Butler has other intentions of coming here to Miami and being the man. So they did bring in Al Horford. They re-signed Tobias Harris, and they're going to get Josh Richardson in all likelihood in that sign-and-trade from Miami. And these are all quality players. I can tell you, great defender. Josh Richardson is definitely somebody who is going to add some depth here to this Philadelphia team. You're looking at Simmons, Richardson, Harris, Horford, and Bede. And the only guy that's questionable on defense would be Harris there. Simmons isn't a great shooter, but let's see what happens in the offseason here. They've got plenty of length and they can block just about anybody. So it's not what it was, so to speak, but I do think Josh Richardson, great as far as a replacement for J.J. Redick, and I've got no problem with Al Horford in there. He's going to play more power forward, but he is going to back up Joel Embiid, and we all know load management, Joel Embiid, injuries. Al Horford is possibly the biggest signing for the Sixers this offseason right now in free agency. I love that. The Celtics traded the one guy that could actually defend Embiid. They got Kemba Walker to replace Kyrie. The problem is when they lost Al Horford, they lost defense and they lost size because they don't have anybody. They traded Aaron Baines. He's gone. Marcus Gasol is going to be on Toronto. So Horford was another guy that was the only guy that could really match up to Embiid coming out of the Eastern Conference. They have no center now, the Boston Celtics, zero. So there is very little standing in the way of Joel Embiid from being an absolute MVP monster next year coming out of the East.